Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey everyone, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. I am so excited. You have the opportunity of hearing from a just dear friend of mine, a guy who's just like the coolest guy you'll have the opportunity of meeting, an amazing man who's got a crazy, crazy business, but even a better husband and a father. And those are the things that matter most to me. So with that, I want to introduce you guys to the CEO of Billion Dollar Brotherhood, Mr. Nicholas Bearley.
Dave, I appreciate it, man. I know we're going to jump into some fun stuff, but for the people listening, my life was transformed for the negative. Terrible, gained 60 pounds. My life looks terrible in just one moment. The benefit is that it can happen for the positive in one moment too. And the only thing that would keep us from that is if we don't stay at the very end. So I want to create those moments with Dave and the people listening. So let's create those defining moments that just seem like they change everything forever here together.
I love it. I think that especially with everything that's going on right now in the world these days, this whole concept of defining moments is something that a lot of people have lost. And you get really caught up in just kind of just the ho-hum daily type of stuff and realizing it just takes a few defining moments to literally completely change your life.
And if I could just touch on that for a 30 second, I ask myself this often because I'm someone who just wants to get in the routine of kind of comfort. And I tell myself that it's something important is I usually ask myself, is the opportunity or the thing that I'm doing right now have a better chance of giving me a defining moment than the opportunity in front of me? Often if it's a Zoom meeting, I don't really love meeting new people or jumping on a networking thing, or I like kind of just keeping it to myself. And then I ask myself, do I have a better chance of having a defining moment with them or just sitting back working on tasks that I could do later in my office? And oftentimes I come to the conclusion that meeting those people. Luckily, I have an amazing wife that pushes me to do things that are outside of my comfort zone. And I come back home and I say, oh my goodness, you wouldn't believe it. That was so amazing. So ask yourself that. Is what I'm doing right now give me a better chance to have a defining moment, or is the thing in front of me an opportunity that I have? Does that give me that chance? Like you talked about Funnel Hacking Live coming up in the future. People could say, I don't really need to do that. Well, ask yourself that question again. And you go, oh, there is a chance, a better chance. And so I'm going to take that opportunity in front of me.
Oh man, because I appreciate your sharing that. I think too often, again, the routines, I'm big on trying to establish morning routines just to get me what I need done in the morning. But I have always been a huge believer in it's those little crazy tiny thing. Again, the analogy as far as, small hinges swing big doors. And I think when you look at the brotherhood and the people and the men that you work with, how do you help them create defining moments?
This is literally what I do for a living. One of the things, I just came back from a retreat. We had 30 acres, Navy SEAL workouts. And one of the biggest things is creating a space for these defining moments, creating something that takes them out of their normal comfort zone, out of their normal routine, and realizing that as an entrepreneur for years, I used to put the expectation on myself to create the defining moments. So I thought it was, I need to make sure I shake their hands. I need to make sure I call them and say thank you. I need to make sure. And it was all this stress and pressure. And I realized that actually just taking them out of their current environment, getting them to do things that they've never done before, getting them to face fears that aren't real, meaning that jumping off of a cliff or something is definitely something that could hurt you. Yet maybe it's the fear of speaking in front of someone and getting them to have that breakthrough and in a comfortable, safe environment that makes them realize I can do this. And what's interesting, Dave, is that people would rather die than they have less fear of death than speaking in front of people, for instance. And so if I get people to maybe have a breakthrough in a workout with these Navy SEALs, do something they never thought was possible, what I found is it's very translatable to business. They go home with this different momentum. So I would say if I were to break it down into something that anyone could do, it's truly figuring out how can I get people out of their normal environment to experience breakthrough in a way that they don't assume, meaning they think that they know how you're going to do things. So do it differently. Do a pattern interrupt. And then figure out what a fear they have is and tackle it head on in a safe way where they can realize that fear can disappear. It's like turning on the lights and you thought there was a monster there as a kid and it's not there. And you gain that power, and that'll translate over to the business as well.
I know. I love that. I'm such a huge believer in experiences. I'm really not a big gift person. That's not the thing that excites me, but an experience literally, because my life's been changed by experiences. And you can look back at certain times. I remember as in high school, I had the opportunity of, I grew up in the Seattle, Washington area. And my buddy, basically his dad, lived down in Ocean Beach, down Pacific Beach, Ocean Beach of San Diego. And I thought, you know what? So we took our spring break trip and we literally drove from Seattle, Washington, all the way down the coast, visited a couple of colleges and stuff. And it literally changed my entire life meeting his dad, who was an entrepreneur, who basically had bought, he'd been a teacher growing up, got a divorce and changed his life and basically bought into, basically brought the Popeyes franchise, chicken franchise from Louisiana to Southern California, and just was a massive game changer. And just being exposed to that, those experiences, they literally changed my entire perspective of how I looked at things. So I know you do that for a ton of people all the time. And I appreciate people like you.
I believe people should chase those defining moments. You and I both have done it. Success leaves clues. People should look at what everyone else is doing, model the things that they're doing. Yet I want to talk about the other side too. I know that we're kind of like riffing and I'm like messing up. One thing that really changed, because from my perspective, I hate just talking about what I do on social or having to talk up the things that I've done and say, oh, I've been featured on this, I've been on the front of this, and I've spoken with these people. I don't love it. And it got me to think back, how can I get myself to get my message out there more? And I know everyone listening right now, they could either get their message out there more or they're not getting their message out there at all. And this was a huge shift for me. Back in the day, maybe 6 years ago, I invested in a mastermind with a guy named Cole Hatter. Phenomenal guy, amazing family man. And what was so interesting is he talked about how he had a non-negotiable at the time, and I had no kids, my son's one, about putting his kids to bed. Even if he was traveling, speaking, he'd get on FaceTime and he'd put his kids to bed. And he'd always follow through on the promises that he made to them, to the point where he got stuck in a city, but he told his daughters that he was going to come home and make pancakes for them in the morning. He got stuck, couldn't get a rental car. He jumped into another guy's car that broke down, and he's 2,000 miles away, and he hitchhikes his way all the way home, wakes up and has pancakes with his kids. So that impacted me so much that when Kingston was born, I set all these like non-negotiables and these foundations of, I want to put him to bed every day. I want to make sure my family travels with me. So even to this mastermind with 30 acres, I had my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, my wife, my son, and bring them together, because I know that if I don't do it when I travel a little bit, I'm not going to do it when I travel a ton. So I said it now, and it got me thinking about this one thing. If Cole at the time didn't show me and tell me and preach how good of a father he was, he still was a good father. He still did those same exact actions, yet it wouldn't have made an impact on me to be a good father. And for many people out there, maybe you're running a business or you've had breakthrough in your life or you've had a struggle that you've overcome and you're like, oh, I don't want to talk about how I've overcome this or how amazing I am or how great my body looks or how great my marriage looks or how great my kids look or how big my business is. And start thinking about, well, whether you shared or not, you've already done it. Like, you're going to be fine without sharing how cool you are. You're still cool. Yet it could make an impact in someone like me, that all of a sudden now I have a standard in my life because of what you share with me. So I believe people's messages, even their business message, what the things that they've done is actually a gift to the world that the world doesn't deserve to hear. Yet it's really cool that you have an opportunity to share it if you so choose to. So if there was someone there that scared about putting the business out there or talking about the success to help others, think about it from that perspective, that it's really for them because you did it anyway. Like, you're great, whether you did or whether you shared or not, yet you have an opportunity to.
Nicholas, I really appreciate that. I think, again, we deal with a lot of the fake influencers, but those who are really authentic, they have an impact on people's lives. And I think it's important for people. I was, Dan Martell is a guy, one of the coaches I hire from a SaaS standpoint. And I was talking with him just the other day about, he's getting heavily involved right now in triathlons and all this stuff. And I said, what was the switch? He goes, you know what? For me, it was Will Smith. And I'm like, Will Smith, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, I heard Will Smith say one time that the two things that were the biggest defining moments in his life was the fact that he understood he had to run and he had to read 10 pages a day and run. And, you know, part of this now is, you know, 75 hard has that 10 page thing built in, but it was interesting to hear Will Smith talk about success clues. And two of those were reading, becoming an avid reader. And then the other thing was to make sure that he ran, because running is one of those things where, at least on a bike, you can stop on a bike, I can coast. But when you stop running, you stop running. And it's the only time you're out there where you're literally, it's the that space between your ears where you're just fighting yourself all the time. So I appreciate that. It's those little things as people talk about it, because as you mentioned, you've shared, I now have heard that from Dan. My wife is an avid runner. I hate running, but I'm now starting to think I should probably pick up running just because I'm seeing the success clues, as you mentioned, that of other people.
Totally. And whether he shared that with you or not, he's still getting the breakthrough from it. And that's what's
exactly
cool, is now he's able to impart that to you.
No, I love that. Well, I'm really curious, as you take a look at the business you've been able to build, this billion-dollar brotherhood. It's something I've been blessed to see the success of it over the years. It's been fun for me to see. Just the part I love most is I have the opportunity of kind of seeing people as they grow through that and to see the ups and downs. Because right now, a person looks at you and goes, oh my gosh, he's got it all. He's got an amazing wife, great son, great business. He can't relate. I'm like, you know what? Of all the people, I know Nicholas can relate. He's been through it. And so if you wouldn't mind just kind of sharing part of that journey, we were joking just before we got on as far as, you know, this idea of simple funnels. And it's just one, two, money, done. I love that analogy. But if you don't mind, just kind of share with people the journey of getting to where you're at and how making sure you focus on the simplicity to get those kind of success.
Yeah, I won't go too far back yet. I'll go back to, I started my business when I was 20. My wife was 18. We started together because we just didn't know. We thought two people working on a business probably easier than one. And we were so young, we just went after it. We flopped. We started a network marketing company. The network marketing company went down. And we're like, all right, we're not going to rely solely. It was a great experience, but we're not going to rely solely on a different company. And if they go down, then we go down as well. So we thought, oh, we'll start our own business. Well, we were sold out for their products. We could see the holes in our products. Oh man, this is jacked up. This is, doesn't work right. This isn't linked right. So I didn't have confidence to sell my own product. And for years, 3 years, I really couldn't get the ball rolling. And I was buying the education. I was putting the course and I was cleaning carpets. My main source of income. My wife was working at a massage department as a receptionist, making $900 a month. We were trying to go to these networking groups and trying to get our message. I lost 60 pounds. So I'm like, I have the product, I have the formula, but I just couldn't get it out there. And it was really through just getting around the right people and getting this inspiration that we started seeing a little bit of traction and getting the message out there. Yet I remember trying Lead Pages and other companies. And I know that I'm not putting words in your mouth. These just my experience. I tried Lead Pages, all these different things. And I really just didn't know how to use everything, which is why I know with ClickFunnels, one of the most important things, the coolest things, is really the education of how to use everything, how to really the strategy behind it, the strategy around the things around the funnel. It's not just the funnel that really changed everything for me. Yet in 2016, I went to the Funnel Hacking Live in San Diego because of Brandon, Kalen Poole, and they were the ones who brought us down there because we knew each other beforehand. And of course, like everyone who's been transformed by ClickFunnels, he's like, you need to buy everything. Get everything that Russell sells. So I went through, I got like the $50 upsell through signing up for ClickFunnels. I'm still Brandon. I'm the affiliate. I'm probably Brandon's only affiliate actually that he gets paid a couple, you know, $100 or whatever a month from right now. And we left there and it was so interesting because it was the strategy of the expertsecrets.com. People don't have that. It's just like, come on, dude, like message me on Instagram and I'll fork over the money for the shipping. If that's the problem, No questions asked. Yet the education there was absolutely phenomenal. And over the last couple of years, we've been able to sell high ticket anywhere from 20,000, 25,000 and above, all the way down to filling our live events at an average price point of $750. And our virtual event we just did was an average ticket of around $497. And all of that has been done through ClickFunnels. And some of the ways that we've been able to build it now has really been through these simple funnels, just because we're sitting here looking at, we're creating big transformation for these men. And so because of that, we've really focused on the fact that, man, I don't have the big audience. You know, now it's growing, but especially at first, I really just didn't have that much reach. So because of that, I didn't try to go, oh, let me start this $15 product or $10 a month. It's like, how can I just solve a really, really big problem for the people that I do have and then create a bigger price point that they're like, oh, I would love to be able to do that. Because the math didn't add up. If I wanted to create a multi-million dollar company, the math just didn't add up with my reach. to be able to go at a $15 a month product. And so with that, we started creating something like our Brotherhood Elite. It'd be like a men's only mastermind retreats, all focused around this three-dimensional businessman. I bring in these amazing speakers, experiences, Navy SEAL workouts. People get wheelchaired off of the airplane afterwards because they can't walk. Not because they're hurt, but because they're so sore. True story. And ultimately, the way that we've been able to do that has been simply by just creating a front-end offer that's simple, like a goal-setting guide during the end of the year specifically targeted towards men, or a copy of my book, Modern Day Businessman, for free. And simply just looking at the things that things like Alex Hormozi is putting out there, things like Russell's putting out there, and simply just trying to get the attention of the people that we could possibly serve. And then from there, leading them to two different areas. Number one is straight into an application. This is what's so simple about ClickFunnels. Like beforehand, we were trying to hit the phones, cold call, follow up with people, DMs on Instagram. And then we'd have to go through this whole qualification process of figuring out everything about them. And now it was simply making an application funnel, which you guys simply provide, high ticket application funnel. We're able to qualify everyone beforehand and lead them straight into a call where we do one of two things. We either sell them right there, or two, we put them into an indoctrination sequence that we've actually created on Facebook. I don't really know anyone who's actually done this. So if I could break this down real quick for people, let's say right now there's two different funnels that people could literally look at, which is nicholasbailey.com/ebook, which is my book, or nicholasbailey.com/newyear, which is a new year guide. Both of those exact links will actually go simple opt-in, which we're getting anywhere, but depending on the time of the year, $1.50 to $2.80 per opt-in. From there, we actually, the second page, instead of going to the application, because most of these people are so cold, we actually throw them straight into a Facebook group. There is a way, if you Google, to have on the mobile version, it open the actual mobile app so that they're not going to a browser. And then obviously on desktop, you have it go straight to the regular Facebook. When people request, there's actually three questions in Facebook that people can answer before they join the group or get accepted. I look at these as a great way to get qualifiers. Some of the things that we do is we want to know where the traffic is coming from. So we'll say, how'd you find about us? How'd you find us? That might be a podcast, or that might be an ad. So we know right away how warm they are. The second question is what type of business they're in, because we don't work with people that don't already own a business. If they want to start one, it's not who we work with. And the third one is their phone number. Most people get their email. I don't do that because I already got their email. So there's no reason to get it twice. So now I've got their phone number, which made it a more valuable lead. I also got them in a group, which made it a more valuable lead. And I've got their email to be able to follow up with a sequence. From there, our sales team literally calls the people that say they came from podcasts, or they came from Dave, or they came from this thing, or they saw us at Funnel Hacking Live. And all of a sudden, something happened in their mind where they said, now's the time I need to join this group. So right there, what we found is if they join the group and they take a long time to be able to get interaction, or maybe they forget about it, they become a cold lead. So it's so interesting how we call them right there. Hey, I see you're in this business. Saw you found us here. Why did you join the group now? Like, what's going on? What are you looking for? And how easy it is to convert them into a sale. And typically for us, that first sale is a $2,000 offer or $2,500 in payments. It's a year-long program. It's a virtual version of our elite program, the Mastermind. They meet virtually, they have a membership site, and they get to connect with these other businessmen. And here are our deals. So the second thing from there is that when they join the group, that all of a sudden becomes like our place where we're nurturing people. Let's say that these cold people, they get a call from our people and they, I saw an ad. I'm just checking it out, whatever. Typically, the salesperson would then like have to warm them up and follow up with them seven times and all these different things. So instead, what we did is we created something that I really have never seen anyone do. You can make your Facebook group a learning center. So inside of the learning center, you can create something called units. People typically are using this to replace a course. You can say, here's video one, video two, section one, section two, et cetera. What we did instead is we actually made it kind of like a webinar as a way to just warm up the people that are jumping in the group. Now, from the old network marketing days, we know that compensation drives behavior. We know that whatever you get a bigger commission for, you get a bigger bonus for, everyone's going to sell. So they would just control literally what people sold by what's the bigger bonus. So I said, what if I actually physically shipped out my book for free? No shipping, no nothing, if they go through these videos. And so now they're like, oh my gosh, I really want to get this book for free. And they go through 5 videos. In the videos, they hear about why we're here, how we started, my backstory, the breakthrough of the other guys, and they actually add us on every social media platform and not social media like YouTube. And they actually ring the bell. They put us as C first. They make sure they get push notifications for everything that we do. And they have a little embedded thing in there that says, make sure to message Nicholas on Instagram, because this is a trick to see if you're actually listening or if you're just trying to get through this video to get a free book. So at the very end of it, they get the free book and we ship it out to them. And of course, inside of that, we can put little things in the mail to really push to the next side. So the two things that we've been doing simply, when I say simple funnels, is that beforehand, we would have had to try to get people to follow us on Instagram and then send them a DM and try to get them into the group. And ClickFunnels has solved all of that for us, even just on that simple cold traffic funnel of these two different things. Get this thing for free, click here to join the Facebook group. They join the group and then we put them through that same sequence. If they don't want to buy right there, we literally put them through those 5 videos. And at the end of those 5 videos, I say, hey, before you get the book, the next step is to fill out an application to join the Brotherhood that you just learned about. And literally people say, well, I filled it out because you told me to. And then we'll go through that same process of why did you join the group in the first place? Why are you investing time with us? Why is now the time that you need to join the Brotherhood? And those 5 videos we found, people are just like, they're ready to buy afterwards. And so that's been a phenomenal process that we've used using ClickFunnels as the very front end of it. The second thing has been all of our, obviously all of our live events. Our last live event that we did was a virtual event. And our virtual event did 35 people at $18,000. I don't know what that is. But we collected 51% up front as well. 18,000 times 35. So that's 630,000. And again, that wasn't all up front. 51% came up front and the rest of it's in payments and also ended the year write-offs, which people love to do as well. So we collected a lot there. And inside of that, that was all done with ClickFunnels. Yet I want to share one thing that we do as well with the masterminds. Every once in a while, people can't come. So we do a thing called drop-ins. I've learned this from someone shared with me how Bedros back in the day would have people invest a certain amount of money to drop into the mastermind, see if it's a good fit, so that they can go out there and then apply that money to join the mastermind afterwards. And so legitimately, we've used ClickFunnels with this as well, where I'll go on all social media, I'll push, hey, we have 3 spots open for our mastermind that's coming up at XYZ date. We're looking for 3 people that want to jump in. And legitimately, we build an entire webinar for our high ticket program through a video. And then legitimately on the sales page, we just kind of script out an entire webinar with an application at the very bottom. And what's so interesting is every single time we have these like 3 extra guys that jump in, it's $3,000 a piece. They come in and typically 2 or 3 of them will end up just applying that money to the $18,000 a year mastermind. So those are some of the things that we do like on a consistent, regular basis that have just been working amazing. And I just have to rave on one last thing. We put up a thing called thebilliondollarbody.com/brotherhood. It's kind of like a, and again, I'm not the best at this, Dave. I'm like, I've been studying webinars for 5 years, and I feel like every time I read Russell's book or watch you guys do it, I thought I knew it until I found out that I actually didn't know what the heck I was doing. And so it's so interesting. But legitimately, this page is just constantly, every single day, allowed people to check out why we're around, see what the Brotherhood's all about, kind of create a little webinar throughout the sales page, have a simple application page that someone right away just gives them a quick call. We qualify them and set them on a sales call. And it's a $2,000 program. And I just got in before I got on this call so I could tell you guys, the last 31 calls that we did, we closed 27 of them for $2,000.
That's crazy.
And it's not like, you know, we got people like Brandon, Kalen who are doing $7 or $10 million a month. And I'm just guesstimating. Yet it was something where I said, wow, I don't think this would have been possible if we didn't obviously get the education from you guys. I've been an investor in Inner Circle and 2CCX and all these different programs. Yet also to just have an easy platform that saved us so much time and money around the process of qualifying, getting someone to apply and all these things. They just literally say, I want to be a part of this. Here's the application. We give them that quick call and we use that human interaction to do things that that we really would have had to do a different way back in the day.
Man, Nicholas, I'm sitting here taking great notes. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's one of the things I always love. You guys are
like one of the only ones to do like one-click upsells as well. Like our last event, we put like $100 one-click upsell that was how to network like a pro. It's like, what do you do before the event, during the event, after the event to not look like a greedy person, but also not leave with being walked all over? And it was so interesting how I look at like an extra $1,500 or extra or $15,000 coming through from all these things that I'm like, that's you guys. Like, it's so interesting. I'm like, well, that pays for ClickFunnels for however long. It's really cool. So I think it's awesome what you guys have done with that as well.
Oh, Nicholas, thank you. I appreciate that so much. Again, I appreciate just the simplicity of it, but most importantly, you're one of those guys who just make stuff happen. You just keep doing it over and over and over and over again. And I think that's where a lot of people just forget. You have to put in the reps. Again, we started off talking about this Navy SEAL workout. And every time I think of Navy SEAL, I think of work, man, they're always out there putting in the reps. And man, you just do an amazing job of just being so consistent. It's one of the things I just love about you and Amanda both. You guys just always there, always doing it. And just never, no matter what wall you're up against, you just keep at it.
So fresh on the mind as well is that at a lot of our events, we'll have guys that'll leave the property to skip the workout. They'll even go to the gym at 5 a.m. just to skip the actual workout that we do. And the Navy SEAL actually went up and presented and said, everyone who didn't show up, I would never want to do life with or do business with or anything like that. It was like super strict and really crazy. He was like, I would never go to war with you. And he talked about that Navy SEALs are people that go to BUDS. Every single person that shows up, even when they ring the bell and they quit, they're respected by everyone because there's millions of other people that say, oh, I could do that. And they never, ever even show up on day one. So he said, the people that quit, you showed up and you gave it your best. And I respect you for that. People that finished, amazing. But the people that just wouldn't even put themselves out there says, I would never go to war with you. And it was so interesting for the people listening. It's like, that's no matter what, you're going to fail if you don't do anything.
Yeah.
If there's a really good opportunity to succeed, especially since you know you look at Russell with the tens of thousands of dollars he had to put into building funnels beforehand. And now it's like, you know, you could have one up by the end of the day. Literally, you listen to podcasts, you could have a funnel up by the end of the day, collecting leads and generating applications or sales. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, Nicholas, I can't thank you enough for your time and just the value you continue to provide for us. If people want to find out more about you, what's the best place? Where do you want to send them?
I'm sure that every time I share that strategy, because I have to go over it so quick. This is only the second time I've ever shared it because this was new and it worked so well, is on Instagram, Nicholas Bearley. If someone has a question about it, I don't sell like any like Facebook, like this funnel course or something like that. So I don't want people to think that, but if they have any questions on how we did that, I don't mind answering them because it's something that allows me to improve what we're doing as well by hearing how can we do it or perfect it for other people. So would love to be able to help Nicholas Bearley on Instagram. Send me a quick DM. Would love to connect.
Man, Nicholas, thank you so much, bud.
Awesome, man. Thanks again.